Hey, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Ayin Dalet. We should be finishing up Siman Shin Ayin Dalet tonight. We are doing Se'ifim Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. This is page Resh Mem Dalet Amar Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayakosel bin Shtei Chatzeros, if you had a wall in between two Chatzeros, Ve'erva Kol Achas Li'atzma, because there was a wall between them, each one was able to make their own separate Eruv. But then, V'nifrat HaKosel B'Shabbos, the wall came down on Shabbos. Mutarim L'taltel Kol HaShabbos Kol Echad B'Chatzero. People in each chatzar are allowed to continue to be metaltel, even though now their chatzar is nifrats to a makom that's asrullah. So they're still allowed to continue to carry in their own chatzar, even the klei abayis. Avol chatzar shnifrats b'shabbos u'shusram l'karmelis aser. But if the chatzar opens up, the wall that's between the chatzar and the karmelis, or between the chatzar and the shusram, comes down on Shabbos, then they are not allowed to continue carrying. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kalechad b'chatzero, diavtei kol chatzar nifrats atul u'shusar chas. Even though right now each chatzar is open up into the other one that it does not have an eruv with, and therefore it's a nifrat makom aser mikol makom kivin shebein hashmashos hayu mutter hutel kol shabbos. But since it was mutter during bein hashmashos, so it remains mutter for the remainder of Shabbos. Vafilu klei abayis, you're even allowed to move the klei abayis in the chatzar. Dilu klei chatzar mutter l'taltel af michatzar l'chatzar gam kishenifrat. Because as far as the klei chatzar are concerned, that you'd be allowed to take from one chatzar to another chatzar anyway. You're allowed to take stuff from one chatzar to another. That we already explained back in Siman Shinayin Beis, that all chatzeros are considered one rishos even without an eruv between them. But we said that if the wall breaks down between the chatzar and a karmelis, or between the chatzar and rishos harabim, then it's going to be aser. Bezelo aminon kivin shohutra hutra kamod aminon meyakara. Because when it's open to a karmelis or a shasram, we do not apply the principle of since everything was good bein hashmashos, you may continue to carry. Deshamlo nifrat zel chatzar shurushas hayachad kamohu. Because in that case, it was only nifrats to another rushas hayachad, a chatzar that is a rushas hayachad like it. Vein beinayim el shazehu shal yachad zev, zehu shal acher. And the only difference between them is this one belongs to this yachad and that one belongs to that yachad. Aval zeshe nifrats. But over here, where a chatzar is opened up into an entirely different kind of rishos, a karmelis rishos harabim, we do not apply the principle of hol v'hutra hutra vayin bir alacha. Sif gimel chatzar katana shenifrats kodem Shabbos b'milua l'gedola. If a chatzar katana, a narrower chatzar, has the wall that separates it from a wider chatzar, open up entirely before Shabbos begins, vein b'pirtz yosem yasser amos, and the entire width of the narrower chatzer is less than 10 amos, so gedola mutaris lozi kelim sheshavsu babayis lechatzera imer v'liatzma. The wider chatzer can continue to bring kelim from the house into the chatzer as long as it has its own separate eruv. Uktana asur lozi kelim sheshavsu babayis lechatzera elim kener v'yachad. But the smaller chatzer is not allowed to bring kelim from their homes into the chatzer, unless there is a joint eruv with the wider chatzer. But all of this is assuming that the side walls of the narrower chatzer encroach into the larger chatzer. And not only that, so the side walls of the narrower chatzer run side by side with the side walls of the wider chatzer, but they have to be at least three tefachim apart from one another. Because if that were not the case, then it would be mutter to carry in the katana as well, in the narrower chatzar as well, because it would be an example of nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, that the walls are recognizable from the other side, even though they're not recognizable from the inside of the narrower chatzar, and that would still qualify as a valid mechitza. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Yud shenifrat zakodem Shabbos. So this case, Sif Gimel, is different than Sif Beis, because in Sif Beis we spoke about where the wall comes down between two chatzeros, or between a chatzer and a karmelis and a shusram, on Shabbos. Now we're talking about where the wall comes down before Shabbos. The ilu b'Shabbos, I mean, kivin shehutra hutra. Had it come down on Shabbos, then it would be no problem. We'd say kivin shehutra hutra, because these are two chatzeros. But in this case, it came down before Shabbos, and the narrower chatzer is now open b'milua l'gedola, in its entirety, to the wider chatzer. That they were adjacent to one another. There was this wall that separated separated them, and now the wall is gone. Vein ba pirtza yosem esramos. But that wall, that pirtza, that breach, that opening right now between the chatzeros cannot be larger than 10 amos. Because if it's more than 10 amos, you cannot refer to the smaller chatzer, the narrower chatzer, as the pesach of the larger chatzer, the pisch yosem esramos lavdienshi. As we've seen many times, you never have a pesach that is more than 10 amos. 10 amos is the maximum size of a pesach. So we said, gedola muteres, the wider chatzer is going to be allowed to carry. Veina ketano seres aleha, the presence of a narrower chatzer that it opens up into will not cause a problem for the wider chatzer. Da gedola yesh la gipufin, because from the perspective of the gedola, there is a wall on that side, even on the side that it borders the narrow chatzer. Umakom pirtza sakosel shel haketana harehi kepischa, and therefore the open space from the wider chatzer to the narrow chatzer, from the perspective of the wider chatzer, is just a pesach. Lotzi kelim shavsu bebayis di lekelim shavsu bechatzer mutul chalchil lotzi af lechatzer acher safil kshlor v'yachad. Now, if it was just about carrying from one chatzer to the other, then you don't need an eruv between them. We're talking over here about carrying from the bayis, because as we said before, that from one chatzer to another is all considered the same rishus. Im erva liatzma avlim lo erva afhi asura. If the large chatzer did not make its own eruv, then it's going to be asura as well. Uketana asura. But even with an eruv, the narrower chatzer is going to be asur. Tarei kosha shalom nifritza bimilua legedola, because its wall is now totally open into the larger chatzer. Shimakom asula, which is a makom asula, because they don't share the same eruv. V'hainu, but we said that's only when the walls of the narrower chatzer encroach into the larger chatzer. Ratzalomar eim asaya ketana asura. When do we assume that the ketana that you're not allowed to carry in the narrower chatzer? Bishak saleha nichnasenu bolton l'tocha gedola. When the side walls of the narrower chatzer encroach into the wider chatzer. Bishtayim v'shalosh amos kazeh. By two or three amos, as you see in the picture that the Mishnah Berurah drew. Muflagim shlosh tfachim, and the side walls of the narrower chatzer need to be at least three tfachim away from the side walls of the wider chatzer. Da'inu makom knisas mechitzas haketana muflagas mikas le'orach ha'gadol shebetzida. That even though the side walls of the narrow chatzer in the area where it encroaches into the larger chatzer runs side by side with the side walls of the wider chatzer, there has to be three tfachim between them. Because if there was not three tefachim between them, we'd view them as just one closed wall, and it would not be viewed as an encroachment into the larger chatzer. Because we said otherwise, the ketana would be mutter al yedei near mibachutz v'shav mibefnim. Ratzalomer, what that means to say is, if the walls of the narrower chatzer did not encroach into the wider chatzer, haisa gam ketana muteres, then even the narrower chatzer would be mutter. De'afakav de'shav mibefnim, because even though from the perspective of people inside the narrower chatzer you don't see any walls, shom b'tocha roa kol kol se'ar kashavin, when you're standing in the narrower chatzer, you just see straight open, straight into the larger chatzer without any walls on that side. Shein shom mikos l'rach b'lepeil se'a klum v'avi apir to b'chol milua, it's wide open, there's no walls. Hari mibachut, but if you were standing in the wider chatzer, you would notice that there are still walls between you and the narrower chatzer. Meaning the point is that the wider chatzer obviously has some wall left. The difference in width between the narrower chatzer and the wider chatzer is exactly how much wall you have from the perspective of the wider chatzer. So that would be enough to be matir, even carrying in the narrower chatzer. Mashein came kshabolten kol seketana l'tocha gedola, as opposed to when the narrower chatzer's walls encroach into the larger, the wider chatzer. Nikrashos and shirei kosel shel gedola omdin me'achorei pirtza seketana ein shayichla. Well, then it makes it very clear that whatever wall you have from the perspective of the wider chatzer has no shayichus to the narrower chatzer, because the narrower chatzer's walls go right past that. and encroach into the wider chatzer. Si'if dalid. Gag katan, if you have a narrower roof, shenifratz kodem Shabbos, b'miluo l'gag gadol, that had a fence between it and a wider roof, but the fence came down before Shabbos, similar to what we just learned in Siv Gimel with regard to chatzeros, now we're on the rooftop. Asu lahalusel of kelim sheshavsu bebayis. You're not allowed to bring kelim onto that narrower roof from the house, the gadol mutter, but the larger one, the wider roof is mutter, v'ushiyo mechitzas habayis, nikaros l'mishom el alagag. And that's provided that when you're standing on the roof, you can see the walls of the bayis. Avlemenam nikaros, but if you cannot see the walls of the bayis, why wouldn't you be able to see the walls of the bayis? Kigon shagag bolet aleim. Let's say the roof has an overhang, so it's not like a square building like BKNW where it goes up and that's it. Then you go right into the roof. No, there's an overhang like most houses where the roof overhangs the walls of the house. So then havi karmelis. Then it's a karmelis. Unless you have a skylight that opens from the bayis onto the roof, that's four tefachim by four tefachim. Mishnah Berurah Chaf. Gag katan, avalim shnei agag and shavin, if the two roofs are the same width, osun zelzah filu menum yosem yasra amos, then they would asra on each other even if it's not 10 amos wide, darei nifratzu bimilu an zelzah, because both of them are totally wide open into the other one. She nifratzu chule, we said that if it became open before Shabbos, lav dafka, it doesn't have to be that it was nifratz, vakvana shei pesuch legag asamachlo, it didn't have to be that there was a wall and then the wall came down. It could just be that it was wide open. With the gag, it doesn't matter if there was a mechitza there ever before. The only reason we pick a case of nifratz is because that's what Sif Gimel was about, where it was nifratz. Because in the case in Sif Gimel, we had to say that they each made their own eruv before, which means that that at some point they were separated from one another. Now, if it would be nifratz on Shabbos, so then we would say it's mutter, because when Shabbos started, it was mutter. B'milua l'gag gadol, the narrower roof is wide open into the large, into the wider roof. Haynu shekol gag katan imichuvah neged gag gadol asamuchlo u'marinam mishlo ervu ba'aleim yachad. And we're talking about where the owners of the two properties underneath did not make an eruv with one another. V'gam shein gag katan machzik yosem yaser amos k'nal b'siv gimel. And it also has to be that the narrower roof is less than 10 amos wide. Katan asa lahalo. So we said the people in the narrower roof are not allowed to bring kelim from the bayis. Dari nifratz l'rushos chaveru asalo, because that roof is totally nifratz into the neighboring roof. Sheshavsu bebayis dilu kelim shavsu ala gag mutal taltam afilu gag chaveru b'liyar of klal kanal b'sim shenayin beisef alef. But once again, if you were just about carrying kelim from one gag to the other, that would never be a problem. You don't need an eruv because all gagin are considered a rushos echad. But v'gadol mutar lo tziklei abayis al gago. The residents of the wider property are allowed to bring kelim from their home onto the gag. The gag hakotan legabei nechshav kepesach bialma kivin sheinu b'yosem yaser amos, because the narrower roof from the perspective of the wider roof is just like a pesach because it is not more than 10 amos. But all of this is mechitzos habayos nikaros. That's only if you can tell that there are mechitzos of the bayis from the perspective of the roof. We have to put ourselves in the styles of homes in those days, that they used to have flat roofs, they didn't have slanted roofs. And therefore, if the roof didn't overhang the side walls of the house, so someone standing on the roof, just peering down, would be able to see the wall of the house right beneath him. And then we would say that it's as if the walls of the house continue straight up and enclose the roof as well. But if the roof overhangs the house, the side walls of the house, then you cannot see the side walls of the house. And therefore you cannot apply gudasik v'avei karmelis, and therefore the whole roof is a karmelis because it's not surrounded by mechitzos. And you're not allowed allowed to carry in either of those roofs because they don't have mechitzos. Even kelim that start on the gag, forget about carrying from the bayis to the gag. If the gag itself is a carmelis, he can't even carry 4 amos on the gag. Shagag bolet, dafka kishabolet arba'a tfachim. When we say that if the roof overhangs the side of the house, it means it overhangs by 4 tfachim. Avlemein bolet arba'a tfachim, havi kimechitzos nikaros. If it doesn't overhang by 4 tfachim, then we view the walls of the house still as mechitzos nikaros, that we could say that we could still apply good asik mechitzasa. Magen Avraham Eli Rabba Vayin Mashik Savin Lel Sim Hashim Nem Hesif Tezayim Bir Alacha Pasuach Lo. He said, unless there's a skylight that you can climb from the house onto the roof. That's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The mishtamshim bo that they use v'nechshav kol agag kechori rishos yachid. Then the entire gag no longer is considered a carmelis; it's considered a chori rishos yachid. But even that would only allow you to use the roof for kelim that started Shabbos on the roof. Because that earns it the status of Rosh Hashayachid. But you still wouldn't be allowed to bring things from the bayis to the roof because the roof still doesn't have mechitzos ha nikaros. So to review what we learned today in Siv Beis, we spoke about if you had a wall when Shabbos started between 2 chatzeros that each had their own eruv, and then the wall came down on Shabbos, they may continue. Each side may continue to utilize their chatzer and carry klei habayis into the chatzer. But if there was a wall between the chatzer and Rosh HaRabim, or between the chatzer and the Carmelis, then you don't have an ongoing heter because they're really considered separate types of reshuyos. In Siv Gimel, we spoke about if you had a narrower chatzer that borders a wider chatzer and the wall came down before Shabbos, the wider chatzer is allowed to continue to utilize their own eruv and carry in there. The narrower chatzer may not, because from the perspective of the narrower chatzer, it's nifratz l'makom ha'asul. It's completely nifratz. That's only true that the narrower chatzer has a problem if its own side walls encroach into the wider chatzer. If its side walls do not encroach into the wider chatzer, then the narrower chatzer is okay as well. And then in Siv Dalet we said that if you have a narrow roof that borders a wider roof and there's no wall between them, you're not allowed to bring kelim from the narrower house to the roof, but you are allowed to bring kelim from the wider house to the roof, provided that you can say good asik michitzasa of the walls of the house. But if there's an overhang of the roof, then you're not allowed to do anything because you cannot apply good asik michitzasa. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Simen Shin Ayin Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.